Bone Hollow, written by Kim Ventrella and read by Katie Budair. A tornado touched down in Macomb County at the same time Gabe climbed to the top of Miss Cleo's roof in search of a chicken. To be fair, nobody knew where that tornado was headed till it was far too late. And besides, it's not like Miss Cleo sent him up there in search of just any ordinary barnyard hen. It was Princess Carmela, Miss Cleo's prized Sicilian buttercup, winner of the Canadian Valley Poultry Expo 3 years running.
"Watch out for the tail feathers," Miss Cleo said,
clutching Princess Carmela's favorite blanket to her chest. Soon, the neighbors wandered over to investigate, and Miss Cleo put them to work tossing every pillow they could find across the yard in hopes of a softer landing. Of course, none of that would be necessary if Gabe did his job.
"Do you see her?"
called Mr. Lawson, owner of Lawson's new and used hardware. He was by far the tallest of the bunch, and standing on his tiptoes, he could just make out the figure of a boy crawling across the roof.
"Don't spook her now, nice and slow."
"And quiet!"
shouted Miss Cleo at the top of her voice. So Gabe crept, slow and quiet, across Miss Cleo's roof, which was his roof, too, it should be pointed out, though maybe not for long. The tiles sagged in spots where the rainwater had gotten in. If he pressed down too hard, they started to creak and crack under his weight. And so he moved like Mr. Lawson's old cat. Ghost was a giant cat, the color of ash, but he flew over the packed shelves of the hardware store with such skill and finesse, he really might have been a ghost. Or at least that's what people said.